Looking to refresh your closet, home, or beauty routine this spring? Walmart's got all the stylish goods in one stop. From chic new looks and the latest makeup to quality furniture and tableware. Go to walmart.com/nowtrending. That's walmart.com/nowtrending for the hottest fashion, home, and beauty finds. Your style at Walmart.
What? Hello. I'm your host, Tom Kearns, and I just wanted to explain what this is. So this is an extract from the most recent bonus episode that just went up onto the show's Patreon. I wanted to share it with you to give you a sense of the kind of stuff that I'm putting up there to help you make an informed decision about whether or not you want to support it. You can get access to this and all other bonus episodes for $3 a month. My plan is to upload these every Wednesday on the Wednesdays between main series episodes. So there should be quite a few of them before too long. Quote, "And Christ gave us the gift that now there is no need for any man that he seek hell, but he is immediately led to eternal rest after he forsakes this deathly life, if he now here in this world will perform truth and right in his life." End quote. In the closing statement of Vercelli 1, the homilist alludes both to soteriology, the beliefs concerning the workings of salvation, and the need for soteriology to inspire good works. These relate back to the emphasis on penitential religious practices found in most Old English religious literature, but here they are contextualized as responses to the saving gift of grace. If, as Vercelli 1 suggests, authors justified religious practices with reference to soteriological beliefs, then understanding these beliefs is essential to understanding the place of the Church in the lives of the faithful. The soteriological beliefs espoused in the Blickling and Vercelli books mostly sit comfortably alongside those of other Anglo-Saxon writers like Alfrich and Wulfstan. There are some differences of emphasis, but these are more practical than theological. The chief way that soteriology affected the lives of the faithful was through the two main soteriological sacraments of baptism and the Eucharist. How these sacraments were understood to affect their recipients is once again in line with the views of other writers. However, while they share common beliefs about what these sacraments did, the views of late 10th century authors on how they worked vary notably. Once again, however, these differences are not due to differences in theology, but rather due to the sources used. All late 10th century English authors espoused common soteriological beliefs, and in their essence, these remained the most common views throughout the Middle Ages. The terminology and outline of soteriology in Anglo-Saxon England was Augustinian. The authors accept the primacy of grace, original sin, and the ransom theory of atonement. Early medieval English theologians also accepted the modifications made to Augustinianism at the Council of Orange circa 529. That council disavowed the views of Augustine on double predestination, the belief that God predestines some to salvation and others to damnation, and it affirmed instead the need for free will to cooperate with grace through works. The 9th century saw certain Frankish theologians like Gottschalk of Orbay, died 867, challenge the Augustinian synthesis by returning to the works of Augustine, which not only revived the question of double predestination, but also, following the pioneering allegorical interpretation of the Mass composed by Amalarius of Metz, allowed these writers to use Augustine's theory of sacramental signs to question established understandings of the Eucharist. In England, only Alfrich shows any awareness of these Frankish controversies, and his use of them seems not to have led to any major shift in Anglo-Saxon theology. Wulfstan echoed the conservative semi-Augustinianism of Blickling and Vercelli, and through composite homilies, this semi-Augustinian theology continued to be preached from English pulpits well into the 12th century.
Hello, my name is Peter Zablocki, and I'm a historian, author, and college professor. I'm thrilled to invite you to check out Evergreen Network's History Shorts podcast. Every Tuesday and Thursday, join me on a journey through time, exploring the little-known and hidden gems of history. In each bite-sized episode, I'll dive into my original research to bring you intriguing historical curiosities you've probably never heard of, uncovering the fascinating stories that have shaped our world, from forgotten figures to overlooked events. And the best part? I've condensed all this historical goodness into manageable chunks, perfect for your on-the-go lifestyle. Whether you're commuting to work or squeezing in a quick break, History Shorts fits into the little time you probably think you don't have. Subscribe now and never miss an episode of the History Shorts podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.